CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The mainland's Taiwan Affairs Chief has said that a positive consensus has been reached from the first meeting between leaders of the two sides of the Taiwan Strait since 1949 on Saturday. Zhang Zhijun, head of the Taiwan Work Conference of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, made the remarks in a statement released late Sunday. Zhang, who is also head of the Taiwan Affairs Office of China's cabinet, says both sides have agreed to continue to stick to the 1992 consensus during the historic meeting between Xi Jinping and Ma Ying-jeou in Singapore. During the meeting, the two leaders acknowledged major achievements made in peaceful development of cross-strait relations since 2008. Zhang says the two sides agree to continue to promote peaceful development of cross-strait relations and safeguard peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. China's top political advisory body's plenum has decided to hold a series of events to mark the 150th anniversary of the birth of Sun Yat-sen next year. The anniversary falls on November 12, 2016. The events aim to honor Sun's contribution to national independence, social advancement, and people's happiness. They say they are also aiming to consolidate unity among Chinese people and the Patriotic United Front, safeguard cross-strait peace, and jointly advance the country's peaceful unification. Forecasters in China are warning the heavy snow that has swept across many parts of northern China will continue to fall in the northeast until at least Wednesday. Inner Mongolia is expected to see snow and sleet in the coming days, while parts of Heilongjiang and Jilin are expecting heavy snowfall. At the same time, forecasters are warning of heavy showers and possible flooding in Guangxi and other parts of southern China on Tuesday. The storm system moving into the area is also expected to drop temperatures by as much as 10 degrees in certain parts of the south. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hopes to lay out the grounds for U.S. military support to Israel for the next decade. Netanyahu is set to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday. The two have not met since October 2014, and the disagreements over July's nuclear deal with Iran also worsened relations between the allies. The prime minister said his visit is aimed at strengthening the security of Israel while maintaining Israel's comparative advantage in the face of a changing Middle East. Among the central issues will be the renewal of the 10-year Memorandum of Understanding that will expire in 2017. The Israeli side hopes to expand the aid from the U.S. from $3.1 billion U.S. a year to $50 billion U.S. over the next decade. The death toll from the deadly nightclub fire in Romania's capital Bucharest a week ago has risen to 44 on Sunday. A dozen of the victims have died over the past 24 hours. Around 100 others injured in the fire, many of them young teenagers, are still in hospital, with around half listed in either serious or critical condition. NATO and Romanian military aircraft are being tasked with transporting the more seriously injured for treatment abroad. Several of the injured have already been sent to the Netherlands and Belgium. The nightclub fire has sparked a political crisis in the country, forcing the country's prime minister to resign this past week. China has about 208,000 registered journalists, including nearly 117,000 TV reporters. The State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film and Television made a statement on Sunday, the country's 16th Journalists' Day. Male reporters make up about 53%, and most of the journalists have university degrees. Reporters aged between 30 and 50 make up 73% of the total. On Friday, China granted press credentials to employees of news websites, giving interview and reporting rights to online media for the first time. The U.S. military has solved the latest UFO sighting in Southern California. The U.S. Navy has confirmed it was testing one of its missiles fired from a ballistic missile submarine this weekend off the coast near Los Angeles. Thousands of people reported of seeing a strong, green-blue light streaking across the sky around 6 p.m. local time. The U.S. Navy explains it wasn't able to inform the public about the test because of its classified nature. While the Navy hasn't confirmed more tests, L.A. Area 911 dispatchers should be prepared for an interesting next few days. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.